And we are live on the air at Suzilla.
Woohoo! Welcome to Suzilla at Wenatchee Insurance. I'm Susie. That's Matt.
We're here and having fun.
As a matter of fact, that is exactly what's happening. We're here talking about all kinds of good things today. What kinds of good things are we talking about?
Well, we are not necessarily talking about good things this week because we're talking about inflation and surviving it.
Inflation's hard.
It is hard. It is, you know, last week, yesterday they popped a report on Yahoo with a car inflation prices, car insurance rates for over the last year have risen 22%.
Yes, we knew that though.
It's leading inflation. It's slowing down the GDP.
Slowing the economy down.
There was also an article in Business Insider talking about the new luxury item as groceries.
Here's a question. Was that an ironic headline or a legit headline?
A little bit of both.
Because, you know, groceries are you kind of got to have groceries to get things to exist.
Yeah.
But there are certain groceries you don't necessarily need.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of what they expanded on that article and the surveys. Mm-hmm. And it was the hey, let's treat myself with this chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. Or, food items were doubling as comfort and as a luxury item.
Okay.
And it's really the first time that things like that have been in play. Usually during tough times, you'll see the candy bars, you'll see the alcohol as a luxury item.
Yeah.
You go to a separate standalone place and indulge.
Well, when you buy groceries, you scale back on those luxury items.
Mm-hmm.
So where they're saying like milk and eggs and bread is considered a luxury.
No, they were not, but they might say, hey, you know, that butter you saw from Ireland.
Yeah, that can wait.
That's what they were.
It is a luxury item.
That's what they deemed it as a luxury item.
Yeah, but those fancy, that is a luxury item though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you buy the basic butter. And if it gets to the point where even butter's a luxury, there's always the margarine.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to get into some of those. Groceries must be first then. You're hot on the groceries.
I did some grocery shopping this morning.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's like, okay, do you buy the organic or do you buy
not organic?
Not organic.
It depends on what your budget will bear.
Yeah, and for the most part, we go with the inorganic.
Because honestly, in a lot of ways, there's not a real significant difference.
Yeah, you rinse it. It's, you rinse the pesticides off, you peel it, mm-hmm. you have at it. At least you got access to fruits and vegetables.
Well, right. Now, and then there's also the concept that organic in a non-fruits and vegetable mm-hmm. situation is in fact just a marketing device.
It's their techniques. I'm not going to fault the entire organic brand.
No, I'm just saying that there
because it takes a lot to get that certification. That's,
you're right. You're absolutely right. But I also know that it is a marketing technique for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a marketing technique.
Yep.
Coming out with fish on a Friday is a marketing technique. That's why I don't fault some things. However, there are things to start to look at. It's like, okay, half of my hobbies involve food. And these were handed down to me from my grandparents who went through the Depression
mm-hmm.
to my parents to me. Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting, canning, cooking, growing a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all things that you do.
Yeah.
If you want to, save money, yeah, get yourself a garden.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of gardens, not cheap anymore.
It's not cheap. The cheapest way out is if you do it, is you want to start now with the doing your own sprouts. You don't want to get by the pre-sprouted sprouts. The pre-plants because the tomato plant can run you $20. Yeah. And that's half of it right there. However, with the price of groceries, mm-hmm. even that $20 plant, you might be able to make a
profit. You might be able to come out on the black there. Yeah.
Yeah. Particularly if you eat a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
I know one of the things that's driving inflation is point blank is Ukraine has taken out of commission out of the 30 gasoline processing plants in Russia, they've damaged 15 of them.
Okay.
So the fuel demand in Russia is their production's limited, and that's going to take a toll on the world market.
So the fuel producers are raising rates, and because the production's lower.
Because the production's lower, they will lose it, and that's even been talked about in the UN. Mm-hmm. And because there's no end in sight, that could go on for a long time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's going to raise the rates during the summer. Our son mm-hmm. even noticed the fuel prices going up.
Well, yeah, just because he drives now. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if fuel prices traditionally go up in the summer anyway. Mm-hmm. They've just gone up quickly and thoroughly. And, I mean, I'm cynical enough to believe there's some gouging behind the scenes. It's not purely transparent as to what's going on. But, there's not a whole lot a person can do about it.
Correct. At our level, we're consumers. We cannot do anything about it.
Right.
If there's gouging involved, that involves legislators, and we all know how well Congress plays together.
That's right. Well, we also know this is election year, and the Democrats are in office, which means we're probably going to see an increase in gas prices. You pointed that out. If the Republicans are in office and they want to stay in office, the prices go down. If the Democrats, it either stays flat or goes up.
Yeah, it's one of those weird trends. Gas, we probably expect
I don't like to figure in the gas mm-hmm. prices into the whole inflation equation mm-hmm. because it has a tendency to be on its own.
Well, it's kind of critical in our area because we're rural, and if we want to get somewhere,
we have to
drive.
Yeah.
Or it has to be trucked into us.
So I'm not arguing that mm-hmm. the gas prices are important, mm-hmm. but I also think that it's almost standalone in its mm-hmm. own situation because it flexes regardless of the inflation rates.
Yeah. Now we saw one of the things that caught our attention was about 2 weeks ago was the two coffee businesses that went up for sale.
Yeah. A couple of coffee stands. Mm-hmm. One was an actual in-building business that was focused on delivery.
Yeah.
And the other one was a stand?
Yeah, it was a stand.
Yeah. And they're for sale. And they're both mm-hmm. relatively new, but they just, we're talking, it's like, well, okay, when your budget's tight, what are the first things you do? You cut some of those luxuries back to luxuries. And mm-hmm. the fancy coffee can add up really flipping fast.
It can.
Especially considering the price of the price of the raw ingredients is going up. So they had to raise their prices. So the price of a coffee could be $7 really fast.
And if you're not working it yourself and you're hiring someone.
That adds into the calculations as well.
That adds in. I believe it's like $16 is the
minimum wage.
Yeah. Minimum wage. So yeah.
It's all part of the calculations.
That is cost of goods.
Absolutely, cost of goods. And so you could be spending, $7 5 days a week. That's $35. That's almost a bag of groceries.
That's not even a half bag of groceries.
I said almost.
Yeah. But you're starting to see some of these support businesses.
Yeah.
And that's really what they are. They're kind of a lifestyle support business.
Okay.
When last time we saw this happen, yeah, the coffee stands took a hit. I was talking to our son, and he was mentioning about kind of a soft firing in the services industries, mm-hmm. where they would take their new workers and they would work them less hours.
Uh-huh.
This includes one of the local pizza places. And it was just like, really? It's like, yeah, yeah. They have like a 2-hour shift on a Saturday.
Oh yeah, that's actually a really common thing to do.
Yeah.
Is they just scale them back to almost nothing until they quit.
Yeah.
Because that way they don't have to pay unemployment.
Yeah, and it's kind of a dirty, nasty way to hire and fire.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's one of those things that you know, it's hard to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're stringing along a bunch of folk like that,
that's just mean.
Well, what
also does?
Mm-hmm.
It keeps those people on a string and makes it harder for them to go find another job.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it very difficult overall.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah. So it's one of those ones. It's like, yeah, sometimes you're going to have to change employment. You're going to have to make some hard decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I was working at Treetop.
Yeah.
And they would be erratic in their scheduling.
Oh my God. That was an understatement of the year, my love.
And, you know, it put a real strain because we, you know, our son was young.
Mm-hmm.
Childcare was a huge concern.
Yep.
And there was a point they would, you know, cut me loose and expect me back within 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
With that amount of notice, mm-hmm. of coming back, and it's like, well, wait a minute, we got childcare, and it's like, I don't care.
No, they don't care.
And that's the point where it's like, okay, and that's when I really started getting serious, mm-hmm. about finding another job.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's when it got to the point where it's like, yeah, you needed to do something. That's a whole other conversation. So, we've talked about that before. But so what else is driving inflation? I saw that the price of a new car is up like 25% over the last 3 years.
A lot of that's supply chain.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we got some labor. It's, you know, supply chain. The companies are also making record level profits.
Okay.
So some of that is the CEO grab.
Okay.
Because they figure they can charge more and sell less.
Okay, because they would still want to keep their profits at least level, if not improved, because, you know,
yeah.
they don't want to get yelled at by the stockholders.
Well, yeah, it's that level of stockholder mentality for capitalism,
mm-hmm.
that's not really solid capitalism.
No, it's really
it's,
not.
It's corporationism.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different dynamic. So yeah, you're going to see car prices maintain that. I want to say the last time I looked, the average car price rolling off the lot was like $55,000.
That's the average car price?
That's the average car price, new car rolling off the lot.
That's a lot of money.
It is a whole lot of money, considering if you have in Washington State minimum $10,000 in property damage
for your car insurance.
For your car insurance. So if you hit a brand new car coming off the lot,
you're in the whole $45,000
right off the bat. So that's one of those ones. It's like, yeah, you really need to consider your coverages,
mm-hmm.
Because they can leave you upside down really quick.
Yeah. So one of the things that brought this conversation up was the chart that said that the property insurance rates have just shot out of control.
That's the car insurance.
Homeowners has gotten a little bit steep too.
Yeah, they didn't put homeowners on that they probably should have,
mm-hmm.
Because that is a nationwide crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the insurance market for the last 3 years have been really upside down in claims.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of folks that are, you know, claiming things that probably should not be claimed at all.
Well, there's a lot of sneaky contractors out there who pull roofing stuff.
That's a popular one in Florida.
Yeah, not just Florida, but any state that it has like tornadoes and stuff.
Yeah, and hurricanes. And it's driving a lot of those deductibles are switching from that 500 or 1,000.
Yeah,
flat. Nice, easy one to a percentage.
Right, it's going from a copay to a co-insurance
to a co-insurance.
Yeah.
So instead of that, you know, oh, I got $500 and I get my house fixed or rebuilt. It's hey, my $500,000 home, I had to pay $5,000
because it's 5% or 10% and whatever.
No, that's 1%.
Oh, that's right, it's 1%.
So,
yeah, so it adds up fast.
So you really want to pay attention to what your deductibles are.
Yes.
And if you don't have that line around, oh my gosh, you need to shop.
Time to do some researching on that.
I've seen some people who have, hey, you know what? I've paid in full. There are some companies that will charge more to someone that's paid in full.
Really?
It's a whole actuary table thing. So that's the one where it's like, yeah, it's like, hey, talk to you to your people and shop. Find someone that you can talk to and explain the different rates. Because like I said, some have a discount for paid in full. Mm-hmm. Some charge more for paid in full.
Yeah.
So it's one of those goofy things. It depends on how the underwriters look at things. And not all companies do the same.
No, they don't. You really got to look at, you got to pin it down. Seems odd. Well, I guess, yeah, because if you pay in full, they can't raise your rate.
Yeah, it's just one of those, your house is paid off. You have no mortgage. So you're not being held to the feet to the fire to the mortgage companies. Mm-hmm. And that's where that kind of weird, you know, what person does what.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of weird discounts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's why I tell people, you want to have a conversation. There's affinity discounts. Some will have discounts for if you're in the military,
mm-hmm.
Where someone will market to the military.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to, it's like, eh. Pay it's one of those ones you pay attention to, you start to talk, and then there's weird assumptions out there. We see this all the time with people coming in for individual health care.
Yes.
They will oh hey, you know, let's like, oh no, we only need one. And the assumption is if they take one person off the calculation, that it cuts the price in half.
Yeah, that's just not the case.
And it doesn't work that way, because what happens is for those discounts, you're dealing with a household income.
Household income, household size, and age.
And when you pull a person out, all of their discounts or advantages comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen people where they've pulled one person out and the price has stayed almost the same.
And in the early days, sometimes they went up.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. It's like, do not let your assumptions run wild all over when you start pricing.
No.
I remember, you know, there was, because of the goofy discounts, you could have one car in the garage with just comp and a high deductible, and the discount would actually lower the price for two cars.
There you go. So what else has gone up in, what else, and on this chart, what were your other top inflation pushers right now?
Oh.
Because they always talk about cost of goods. So they're always talking about like large appliances and stuff like that. But that's not where a lot of people feel it. You know, they feel it at the grocery store. They feel it at the fuel station. They feel it at their insurance level. They feel it in a more personal manner. What else is, you know, what else is driving it?
Well, there's a lot of different things that are driving. That's not driving. That's just...
Okay, so what else is charting?
That's just the chart that's the effect.
Okay. And well, we all... I mean, there's a lot of things that are driving inflation.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we see some relief in the future.
Rent was the next one.
Oh, my God. Rent is insane these days.
A lot of these are what I put it is what they can charge. Yeah, rent, housing, restaurant meals,
mm-hmm.
personal care.
Those are still running to cost of goods?
Transportation.
Uh-huh.
Overall inflation ran about 3.5% last year. So
okay.
It's a little bit above, not great. Household energy, which we don't see here because of our natural resources of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Education went up 2.4. Alcohol went up. Medical care. And then there was a bunch that went down.
Mm-hmm.
And these are kind of interesting to look at. The one that didn't, that actually deflated was rental cars.
The cost of renting a car?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, think about it. The cars, it's a luxury item.
Yeah.
So well, they don't have as many people doing it. So they had to lower the price.
So what about other modes of travel? Is that on your list? Is that on the list?
used cars went down by 2.2%.
Well, that's good. What about like
airfare?
Yeah.
Went down by like 7%.
Okay. So it's because people are scaling back on travel generally.
Toys is listed at 8.2%.
Okay.
Appliances, 6.3% deflated.
Interesting.
These are furniture. Went down by 3.8%. So these are all those nice to have. Let's see if we can put it off a little bit longer.
Make it stretch a couple
more years. New vehicles even deflated by 0.1%. So there are certain things, hotel rooms deflated. So you're looking at those things and people are looking, can I stretch my budget for another year?
Yep. And so the luxury items are losing, are deflating because they're trying to attract people. Non-luxury items are increasing because people need them. So they're raising rates. The prices are going up because there's gouging happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was one of the things I pointed out was on Facebook, on the little marketplace, there were a lot of toys out there for sale.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, that's one of those surefire things like, okay, who's selling their classic car? And there is some screaming deals.
Oh, there really are.
The different projects that are out there that are available. So yeah, if you've got some money that you can invest, that would be a direction. So one of the things that we scaled back on, and you've groused about it, is, I love all our barbers and beauticians, but I know that's an item that is scaled back on quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We had the conversation yesterday in office. Well, how, you know, it's like, cause last time I got a haircut or a beard trim was last September. Before open enrollment, we had to get geared up, and that was the last time. And we haven't had a chance to, cause money's tight and we're working a budget. And that's one thing that's like, I can wait on this.
Yeah. And that's the last time I had my hair done too.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's long enough. I can put it up in a bun.
So yeah, the hair. And I remember there were a great many years where, we bought the hair trimmers and out on the back porch, shave me every 2 weeks.
Buzz your head. See, now your hair is long because A, you wanted to see what it looked like long, and B, it's a challenge.
It is kind of a challenge. And it's one of those things that I kind of expected to come, have my hair come in as more gray.
Yeah. It's not so gray.
It's not so gray.
No.
And
I knew it wouldn't be quite as gray.
So that is interesting.
You've got some distinguished patches, but you're not as gray as you thought you would be.
So yeah, doing some of those self-care things of the, hey, do your own nails. Hey, do your own hair. That's one of those ways that you quickly start saving money.
Yeah. Hobbies are another one that can scale you back. If it's a expensive hobby, your railroad train, a miniature train enthusiast, maybe you don't buy that extra, extra engine or those little trees. Maybe you don't, buy that extra, seven or eight skeins of yarn or all that. You're going to make that. You're going to wait on making that quilt until you use up your scraps, that kind of thing.
Well, quilters are different, man. You walk into most quilters and they've got like closets filled with different scraps.
Yes. And I also know quilters that will leave those closets full of scraps and go buy a whole new setup. Just because they want to do this one specific pattern. And if they're scaling, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to put a pin in this pattern and I'm going to use my scraps first. That's a sign.
And it's like what I'm doing with my beard balm is I'm turning around. It's like, okay, I'm going to run everything out. So there are,
which needed to be done for a while, to be honest. Well,
yeah. I've got all sorts of,
he got down to, you get down
about
to,
once a quarter I buy a new one,
right? Well, you would get down to scrapings and you'd buy a new one and leave the old one behind. So now you're just using up your scrapings, and then once you're down to the point where it's like, I've got about a week's left, we're gonna have to invest in some.
Yeah, so it's, we we, you know, it's kind of wild, you know, walking around. It's like, oh, it's March and I smell like a gingerbread man. Okay.
Yeah, he's very thematic with his beards. Beard.
Well, yeah, this is one of those things. I try to de-squirrely it.
It's true.
And that's important because it's one of my, you know, one of my minor luxuries. And it's like,
we all have our luxuries that we've, you know, when money's tight, you set them aside and eventually you'll get to come back to them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like the other day we splurged on socks.
Yeah. I noticed my son's socks all had holes in. It's like, okay, he's getting socks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not a luxury, but he was not saying anything about it. It's like, I am going to get this kid some socks. I didn't realize he needed socks. But this whole holes and socks and holes and underwear is something we've talked about before, mm-hmm. you know, and that's
something that you really got to pay attention to, because some folks are going through some really tight times.
Yeah.
And if you've got some friends that are in some tight times that you see are you know, definitely showing signs of struggle, mm-hmm. And you've got something extra.
Yep.
Help out.
If you can. Absolutely.
Just straight up. That's one of the biggest things. If you see someone struggling, help them out. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of folks out there. We see a lot of it.
Yeah. It's part of being a community.
It is. One of the things we do is, you know, we enroll people in our state's Medicaid program.
Mm-hmm. Without hesitation.
We don't get paid for them.
Nope.
And because we want our people to be able to go to the doctors and get taken care of.
Yep.
Our state's also done the point where it's expanded the Cascade Care Savings.
Yep.
So you could be making a little bit more.
Yep. It's not a zero premium to a, you know, it's not a whiplash of costs. It ramps up. So so that's a really nice thing that we've got going on, is that Cascade Care ramp up in there. Because, mm-hmm. Think about it. You've graduated from college. You're just getting started in your career. You're making a little bit more than Apple Health, you know, mm-hmm. Medicaid, but you're not really making a ton, and you're working for a small business, or you're starting your own business, and you haven't got a lot of, you know, you haven't got health insurance offering, but you can't really afford a lot, but it gives you a chance to ramp up and not go without.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely want to price it.
Thank you, Washington State, for that. Oh yeah, you got to shop.
And the reason why I say that is because a lot of folks have this weird assumption that A, they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So B, they don't shop for it.
Yeah, they get it. There's a lot of fear.
And usually there comes a C where, oh my gosh, they need to use mm-hmm. it, and that's the point where they rack up bills.
Yeah.
So we're trying to prevent that racking up of bills. Mm-hmm. We're trying to prevent the doctors from having to, you know, charge everyone else more.
Yep.
There's a lot of changes. So if you don't have health insurance and you're in a state with expanded Medicaid, mm-hmm. by all means,
go shopping.
Go find someone that can walk you through the system.
Yes.
And I always
find
tell
a broker, find a navigator, find someone who's got some expertise.
Some, yeah, you know, training. And if you don't connect with them, find someone else. Mm-hmm. That's just a general. If that expert doesn't work for you, you turn around and it's like you find the next expert. Because mm-hmm. eventually you'll find one that you gel with, that, mm-hmm. that has the conversation, and they can show you all the little tips and secrets on where you are spending your money, mm-hmm. and where the other company is making their money, and they make sure that those two never line up.
There you go.
So that's the big secret to surviving inflation, is find out how you spend your money, how the other guys make their money, and making sure those two never line up.
There you go.
So hey, everyone, have a great week. Yes, inflation is tough. It's tougher if you're trying to go alone.
Yep. Remember your community, and things do get better.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.